Welcome to the Ion Basketball Podcast, Pick and Roll Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Harper. Matt Moore, you have been blocked by Larry Sanders. Not really, but you did have a pretty excellent breakdown with Larry Sanders describing the art of shot blocking, playing defense. How's it going?
Only took me like 8 weeks to put it together.
That's you actually interviewed him for it when he was a rookie.
So timely, really.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that he got hurt that game after I talked to him. He got hurt that night. Not good, by the way. I've been around for Larry Sanders getting hurt, Kevin Love getting hurt, and somebody else got Andre Bargnani getting hurt. So basically, if you're a big man, be afraid. Thunder fans should be worried about tonight with Serge Ibaka and Kendrick Perkins.
Yes. Just saying.
Hey. Ricky.
Hey, I told you. He likes the spotlight. He was good last night.
You called it, man. You called it 100%.
That team is bad without the, I don't know, they literally missing four starters for most of that game. No AK, no Love, Peck gets hurt, Chase is out. Four starters and Ricky. That's just, they just don't have any talent. Like, Steensma and Chris Johnson are not an option at center. Derek Williams floated around last night, ruining his streak of good games. Cunningham was just kind of there. Luke and Brea, they tried. There's nothing to work with there.
Yeah, Steensma is one of those guys where it's great to have him if you can play him for like 5-8 minutes.
Yeah, well, what's weird is Dwight Howard is a bad matchup for him, which will sound obvious, but Steensma is a very good defender and very good shot blocker, but he doesn't do well with like fighting guys out of post position.
Right.
And Dwight Howard is bad at getting post position, so when you give him that advantage, he's obviously so much better.
Yeah.
So Dwight was able to get deep post position against Steensma and just caused him to foul the entire night. And so it was kind of a short night for him. And then you've got, you know, all 160 pounds of Chris Johnson trying to fight Dwight out of the post. That's a bad matchup.
Alexei Shved, 5 points on 8 shots.
He's been really bad for a month and a half. Like, really bad.
It's almost like he's having to do too much.
Yep. It's almost like they've got second and third stringers asked to be first and second stringers. For
Dante Cunningham, 5.7 shots. Oof.
Yeah, he didn't have a good game. He looked like very lethargic to me, which I assume that a lot of these guys have to be run down because they're not used to playing these many minutes.
Antoine Jameson's been kind of okay lately.
Yeah, he has. The Lakers have been okay.
Yeah.
They're a game under 500. They've been, they're like a good team now. Their record isn't good, but they're a good team lately.
8th in offensive efficiency, 16th in defense, 10th overall in net rating.
Yeah. Knocking on the door.
What did the Timberwolves drop to? They're 24th in offense, but they're 13th in defense, 20th overall.
24th in offense doesn't sound low enough.
Well, the Bulls are behind them. Bulls, Magic, Sixers, Suns had the 28th best offense in the league. That's a warning sign.
Hey, and look out. 33% from three-point range last night. I believe they're back over 30% on the year.
Look, I'm just saying, at one point they were shooting 50% from three.
Oh, my God. Here, two things.
That really got under your skin.
Because it's stupid. It's unnecessary words.
I say it a lot. I can't. Like, all the phrases people were tweeting at you, I was like, I say all of those.
I don't understand it. Why would you say just saying? Explain it. Since you say it, explain that to me. Because I don't get it. Of course you're just saying it. You just said it.
Right. It's meant to indicate, I'm not drawing a conclusion. I'm simply stating a fact. And the idea is to say, like, parentheses, the understated part of it is, I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
I'm
not saying that they're actually a good three-point shooting team. I'm just saying they're shooting 50% from three right now.
I'm not saying that I want to commit murder. I'm just saying I want to bludgeon you with my shoe. That's how it feels. That I don't get. And surprise, they fell apart from three-point range. I did like that they found corner shots early, which I wrote about yesterday. Which you need to do against the Lakers because the Lakers give up a high percentage of corner three-point percentage. But you know who's identical in that to the Lakers this year? The Wolves, who gave up a lot of threes from the corner.
Yeah, and you had a really great, like, you pulled kind of a thing on the corner three for that game, kind of like at the last minute, kind of put it together. It was very nice. And for a while, it was like, hey, look! And then, no.
Yeah. It was
like, oh, no.
It was totally relevant the first, like, 11 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and then it fell apart. I was all excited for you, too. I was like, look at him! Because conversely, like...
He didn't write something stupid.
I wrote this big thing about how, like, no one can stop David West. David West is unstoppable! And the Clippers won comfortably.
Yeah.
Although David West did have 30 points.
So. He had 30. The Pacers, they made a little comeback until Chris Paul decided it was over.
He did not have 30. Hold on. I got the wrong game again. I keep pulling up the wrong box scores on things, which is not good. David West had 22. So yeah. Not bad. 14 shots, 22 points. Pretty good.
Yeah, he got to the line 14 times.
It was a pretty competitive game. That was the only fun game of the night.
Yeah. I thought the Bulls game was fun simply for the fact that Noah had a great game. And that was, and like, he's such an energy guy. It's fun to see him rack up stats like that. But the game itself was atrocious.
Yeah. Like, the rebounding wouldn't have been as he wouldn't have had as many rebounds if the Sixers could shoot at all.
Hey, Spencer Hawes had 15 rebounds, matching his career total.
He's the worst. I feel bad, too, because it's like, I don't want to be... Like, I'm overly mean. Like, everybody... Cavs fans talk about Dion Waiters or, you know, whoever wants to talk about it. Any guy I'm unnecessarily harsh on, like Reggie Evans. No. Like, I'm unnecessarily harsh to Spencer Hawes, who's a decent to fine, you know, bad starter, good bench player at a big position, but...
He's one of those, like in baseball, you have those quadruple A players. They're not good enough for the majors, but they're too good for the minors. I feel like he's a quadruple A starter.
Yeah.
Like he's probably too good to be on the bench, to be coming off the bench, but he's definitely not good enough to start for a good team.
And it's one where I'm like, you know, he had 20 points, but he did on 18 shots. And I'm like, why is he taking 18 shots? And I look at that roster and I'm like, oh, that's why he's taking 18 shots.
I know, it's Drew Holiday or Evan Turner. Just, I feel like Evan Turner's trying to obliterate the back iron.
How does Nick Young play 26 minutes and take 6 shots?
I can only assume that he cut off his hands 3 minutes in. I didn't check the Getty images, but I'm pretty sure he cut off his hands.
search for blood.
I do like on Getty images, whenever I search for just a general Timberwolves photo, no matter what time frame I put it on, there are always pictures of actual wolves in the snow. It's amazing. It's like my favorite thing about Getty Images.
You should be stockpiling those for Wolf Among Wolves.
I know.
You should use it for years and years and years.
I know.
Noah
was ridiculous, though. 21, 23, 21, 11 blocks. Like, he really, it's obvious hearing that stat line, but he dominated that game. He did everything that the Bulls needed him to do, and then some.
I'm sorry, the Sixers are so bad. I know it was a really great game from him, Moultrie played 7 minutes, hit both of his shots, was actually, like, defending, and Collins plays him 7 minutes. I want to respect Doug Collins. I want to like Doug Collins as, like, the old coach, but God.
He didn't use the bench at all. Other than Darrell Wright, I mean, he just kind of like, hey, starters, why don't you guys just revel in your own misery? Just let it bathe over you. Have a sadness bath.
Sadness bath. Let me get a Photoshop of that. Evan Turner's 6-16 and he played 40 minutes. I mean...
Yeah. Hey, he got some stats, though.
Here's a surprise. Joakim Noah and Luol Deng played over 40 minutes.
No, it was like 26 seconds left in the game. I think the Bulls were up 8, which is still, you know, you got to finish out the game. But Deng, like, got hit in the mouth, and Bulls fans started freaking out. Like, why is he in the game? It's like, well, this is one of the few times where I can actually understand why Deng is still in the game.
No, because, like... You know, for the Sixers, it's like a college game, like a two possession lead. You're good if you've got like 8 possessions left.
Yeah.
They just can't score.
Yeah.
I wrote about yesterday, I think, on Collins, who's facing a lot of pressure now and is kind of unraveling. And, like, his obsession with the long twos has got to go away.
No. I say embrace it.
No.
Throw Royal Ivy out there. Throw Charles Jenkins out there.
That's why they're so terrible, is because they take so many damn mid-range jumpers. Like, if you put George Karl with this team, how many games do they win?
I mean, probably more. I don't know. It's hard to judge this team and how talented they actually are without Bynum out there. And I know that's a crutch that I keep going to and a lot of people keep going to, but, like, if you look at the team, are they really that talented?
No, they're terrible, but, like, I still feel like they're 22 and 34. I feel like they're...
I mean, Karl would obviously do a better job than Collins would.
Like, they're 12 games under 500. I think they're 6 games under 500 with George Karl.
Yeah, probably. That's probably fair.
Just because it's, you know, it's Nick Young, shoot threes. Drew Holiday, go attack the basket. Like, Evan Turner, drive.
It's almost like they have spies when they're on the road, or, like, double agents on the road, in the sense that it's supposed to be, like, you against the world, because, like, you're in this hostile environment and everything, but then at a certain point they're like, well, crap, I don't want to lose. I'm going to go over to this side.
Not a pleasant night of basketball. The Clippers Pacers got fun at the end.
Yeah, that was fun at the end. You called Matt Barnes on the fight.
So excited when I saw that. I was like flagrant on Matt Barnes. I was like, yes.
Yeah. It was a solid call. I mean, I felt like it wasn't egregious. Like, I'm glad it wasn't a flagrant too. They didn't get carried away, but he followed through a little hard. It was a little excessive.
They got 20 from Paul George and 22 from West and 16 from Lance Stephenson and lost that game.
Yeah. George Hill was not good. He was really bad.
Yeah, he struggled at both ends.
And you saw the Clippers really take advantage of no Roy Hibbert being there. And I don't know if the Pacers win that game with Hibbert, but they don't give up 50 points in the paint. You know? Mahimi is a decent backup, but
he's not a starter.
Yeah, he's not a starter. He's not Roy Hibbert for sure on defense.
Chris Paul, 29-6-8. He's pretty good.
Two turnovers.
He does okay for himself. Man.
Jamal Crawford. Jamal Crawford had a very Kevin Martin line of 23 points, 1 rebound, 0 assists. But he's got a new daughter that they were talking about on the broadcast last night. London Crawford.
London.
Yeah. Nice. He's back with the team after the birth of his first daughter, his third child. Congratulations to him.
Congratulations to him.
He's not listening, but I love him.
Just throwing kids up there.
Yeah, sure. Just like shots.
We'll see if it affects him. We'll see if the sleep affects him. That'll be interesting to see.
That's why you hire a nanny, right?
It doesn't help you.
That's why you become a negligent father? That's what I would do. Like, I can't sleep? I'll just pass you off to somebody else.
What are you doing?
No, I've seen that on TV. It's fine.
It's totally fine.
I watch Shameless. It's everything works out.
Short pod today. I've got a business meeting with a man named Mr. Brooks for a piece I'll be posting in May. That's my timelines. Celtics are giving 4 to the Warriors.
They certainly are. I don't like that.
That is not good.
No, I don't like that at all. I'm not ready to give up on this Warriors.
Take a wild shot in the dark what I'm doing here.
You're riding with the Celtics. You're riding with your lucky charms.
I ride green, I die green.
Yeah. I don't know. This Warriors team, I'm not ready to give up on them as being a really, like, really good team. They're kind of falling away from that, but I still like them.
I mean, there's nobody on Boston that they have to worry about defending inside.
No, at all.
You know, if David Lee can guard the KG mid-range jumper, nope, they're screwed.
Yeah, David Lee he'll be out there. He'll be on
Avery
the floor.
Avery Bradley versus Stephen Curry.
That'll be fun. That's actually, and I want to see Courtney Lee against Klay Thompson too, because I think those are really fun offensive versus defensive matchups.
the Avery Bradley headbutt defense, as I started calling it.
How do you think Harrison Barnes is going to do against Paul Pierce? Because that probably sways the game, is how they defend Pierce.
I mean, here's the thing: it doesn't really matter at this point. Like, it's not hard to defend Pierce. It's hard to make Pierce miss.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Like, you can't, you know, you could stay with him. You can get a hand in his face. You can make him adjust, but he either hits it or he doesn't. That's right. Kind of the reality.
Yeah. You're not blocking his shot. He gets enough space. Kind of like how we talked with Curry. Is like he knows how to get an inch to get a shot off, and he's comfortable.
I do miss his ability to hit the step back, though. His step back's kind of falling apart.
Yeah.
Because of just the way his knees are, and I kind of miss that. Because, man, that elbow step back was just...
Oh, it was fun.
Murder. The Clippers are on a back-to-back. They're on the road, and they're getting 7 points versus the Cavaliers.
I would ride with the Clippers there.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. Pacers are in Toronto on a back-to-back. Toronto's only getting 1.5 points.
Hibbert back?
Hibbert back.
Yeah, I think I like the Pacers there. They should be angry.
I'm probably going to go with the Raptors because I keep,
I think it's a close game, but I think I'll go with the Pacers.
Yeah, I'll probably go with the Pacers too. We'll see. The big game tonight is the Heat are favored by 8 versus Memphis at home.
Ooh, isn't Memphis kind of a tough matchup for them?
Yeah.
8's a lot of points.
Yeah, they're playing well.
Yeah, I think I like the Grizzlies to cover.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty easy cover there.
Which makes me think that the Heat will win by 9.
Oh no, Zach Randolph has malaria.
It's such an easy cover. No, I'm changing it. I'm going Heat. Heat win in a blowout. Heat win by 45 points.
It's too easy. Yeah, it's a sucker bet from Vegas.
I don't trust it.
Suns are getting 4 at home versus the Hawks.
The Hawks should murder them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Al Horford and Jeff Teague are playing really well. Oh, you gotta go Hawks.
Yeah, breaking news, the Suns are bad, so.
Yeah, Josh Smith is gonna try to showcase for the max contract from the Suns this summer.
I don't like the Suns trying to put together consecutive good efforts.
So. No.
The Kings are on the road, your favorite bet, versus the San Antonio Spurs.
I don't care what the line is. Lay the points.
14.5.
Yep, lay the points.
The Hornets are giving 3.5 to the Pistons at home.
I don't care. That's a toughie. Yeah, I don't have feelings about it one way or the other.
That's a toughie.
If Gordon and Davis are back, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It opened at 6, and it's down to 3.5. Makes you wonder about Davis.
Yeah.
Game I'm at tonight, the other game of the night. The over-under is 220. Thunder Nugs.
You gotta go over.
It's a pick'em.
Ooh. Thunder. I'm gonna go with the Thunder.
I have a hard time believing that the Nuggets are gonna beat Oklahoma City twice.
Yeah. Although they could do that annoying thing where they beat them twice in the regular season, and then people are like, oh, see, you say the Nuggets can't win against top teams, but blah, blah, blah. And then they get killed in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, to be fair, the Nuggets can win against top teams. It just depends on the matchup, and it's regular season. But like even the playoffs, like I like Denver pretty well in the Clippers series. I think they got a lot of matchups they like there.
Yeah, I don't like them to beat any of the top three teams in the playoffs.
They don't have enough gunners for you. If they had a gunner, I think you'd like.
Oh, if they had Ricky Davis, I'd be all over them.
It's fine because they really do need it. They need Ben Gordon to just like hoist.
Oh, there was one point where Rubio was on a triple double watch last night, and it looked like he kind of just like threw the ball at the rim to get a rebound, which he didn't. That's just sometimes how his shots look. But people started saying, "Oh, is he channeling his inner Ricky Davis?" And then I started thinking about Ricky Rubio turning into Ricky Davis, and like my mind just exploded.
The hair going.
Yeah. And just like trying to think of him using his words and his accent to talk like Ricky Davis, to have the same kind of mentality as Ricky Davis, to have him say like get buckets. And then I think shortly after that they showed the clip of Rubio talking to Shved. He's like, change your face, be happy, enjoy it. Yeah. That killed me.
Change your face.
Change your face.
I gotta start saying that more.
Yeah.
I'm imagining now, like, being like a, like, like, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna be able to play tonight. Why? There's a full moon. So, I have a problem with during a full moon. I turn to Ricky Davis, and then, like, the moon comes out. Oh no!
A chain appears on his chest.
He's like the big exaggerated. Like, it looks like he's in pain, but really, like, his, like, the fro's growing out. And, like,
yeah, his beard turns into mutton chops.
The Nets are giving 3.5 to the Mavericks at home tonight.
That sounds like an unwatchable game.
I like watching the Nets pretty much anytime. They're either hilariously bad or really pretty good.
Yeah, I would really like for Darren Williams to have a good game.
Two in a row? That's going to happen. Two in a week?
Yeah. It's asking a lot, but it's just crazy enough to work.
I let Darren Collison have a good game. So.
Are they still playing him? Begrudgingly?
Oh, I want to talk about this, by the way, with you. So our colleague Royce Young, who writes for Daily Thunder, you know, he was adamant after the Derek Fisher signing that Fisher will not get minutes. It's going to be Reggie Jackson's backup point guard.
Right.
And then, like, Brooks kept making comments saying, like, well, no, he's going to play. And you could tell, like, Royce is like, but not, like, really, right? Like,
yeah.
People are like, no, I think it's, you know, we've got two backup point guards. Right, but Reggie Jackson is.
And, by the way, Derek Fisher, 21 minutes Wednesday night.
Yeah, and then Royce was like, hey, Reggie Jackson, career high. And it's like, yeah, and, like, Fisher got the minutes in a blowout, but I'm just telling you, like, Derek Fisher's going to get those minutes. I am absolutely 100% convinced he's going to get those minutes, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun to watch Royce deal with that.
Jazz are giving 9.5 to the Bobcats at home. It's a rare game where I'll go ahead and take the Jazz.
Yeah, I like the Jazz there. Too big.
The Knicks are only giving 2 to the Wizards on the road.
Wizards were really bad last time.
Yep.
Yeah, I go Knicks.
Okay. And the Rockets are on the road, giving 8 to the Magic.
I don't like Orlando playing Houston style, but last time I said that, Monte Ellis had it all. And the Bucks won. I'm going to roll with them. The Rockets might be my Celtics, where I just roll with them regardless against bad teams. I'm going Rockets.
I'm going with the Rockets because the Magic don't have anybody to even be a volume shooter.
Right. Like,
there's nobody on the team that can do 27 on 24.
Like, right.
They don't have. I mean, Tobias Harris could do, like, you know, he could do like 26 on 18 and be pretty good. But
and start watching Tobias Harris, everybody. This guy can play.
One of my writers for HP, Steve Von Horn, wrote a thing on Brew Hoop about how, like, it's not time to panic yet about Tobias Harris. Like, look, it's not sustainable. He's only getting minutes in garbage. He's only getting points in garbage time. And I'm like, it's all garbage time. It's Orlando.
It's a garbage season.
Like, it's fine. Like, he's a good player at the end. It's okay. You got J.J. Redick, who will eventually be very good. So once he kind of settles in. So, what's your weekend like?
I am going to a golf tournament on a frozen lake tomorrow.
You do the weirdest stuff on the weekends. I think it's so cool. I think it's really great because you're just always like, I was at this like random concert, and then like I went to this crazy party, and then like I'm going golfing on a.
It's weird how having a good schedule of work will allow me to do things now.
Right.
Yeah, we know there's some like charity golf thing. On a lake. One, I've never golfed before. Two, I've never been on a frozen lake before, so I'm going to drink heavily, but responsibly. And that's what we're doing. It's a couple hours north of here, and we have friends who have friends who put on the thing, and so that's what's going to happen. And I'm actually really excited. I get to wear this velour tracksuit that I bought years ago that I had to banish to storage. So it's really looking like aces for me this weekend.
Man, get your lady friend to take some photos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there will be plenty of photos.
And get those things on Twitter. The people need to see this stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be great. How about you?
Let's see. I've got Saturday off. I'll likely... Well, no, I had plans, but my wife has got, like, a mountain of schoolwork for her grad school efforts and pursuits. So I'll be babysitting tomorrow, which means me playing a lot of video games while the child probably gets into dangerous trouble.
The lesson is never go to grad school. Don't educate yourself.
Don't try and expand yourself.
Yeah.
Today though, you know, I have to go into the city in Denver where I live. Denver's like an hour out, so it doesn't make sense for me to spend the gas to go into the city for shoot around, turn around, drive back then turn around and drive back again.
Right.
But, you know, shoot around's at like noon. It's a late game now on ESPN. So it's like at 8:30. So I don't have to do anything until 7. So I've got an entire day to kill. So I'm pretty much just going to bum around Denver. I think I'm going to go see some sort of terrible movie in the theater.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will say this. I mean, you being a connoisseur of terrible films, yes. I think you'll probably agree with me on this. Terrible films are only fun to watch at home. They're not fun to watch in the theater.
It's really, like, you have to be in a fairly, like, pretty much empty theater with friends to really enjoy a bad movie in the theater. Yeah. Unless it's something like, I actually wish I had seen Battleship in the theater because it's such a great, like, it's such great action that probably would have been cool. But other than that, yeah, I agree. Like, terrible movies only to be enjoyed at home, much like alcohol. You should do the terrible movies responsibly.
Don't watch Jean-Claude Van Damme movies and drive either, everyone.
Exactly.
Like, my choices today are, like, 21 and Over, Jack the Giant Slayer, The Last Exorcism, Phantom.
No. It's The Last Exorcism 2.
Part 2.
Which is the dumbest title I've ever heard.
I haven't seen Django Unchained yet, so I may go catch that. If I can sneak it in the right time frame, I'll go do that. I might, if I can. There's a 2:45 Good Day to Die Hard.
Oh, that's what you gotta do.
Now, that's a bad movie, probably.
It has not gotten good reviews, but that's what you gotta do. And you have to report back, because I really want to see that.
Okay, I might catch that, and we'll, of course, discuss it on our basketball podcast on Monday.
Absolutely, it's a good day to watch bad movies. You see what I did there?
I think we're done here.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.